Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the
Well, howdy, folks! Welcome back to another episode of the Bobby Wonder Show! Grabstack here reporting to you live from the sleepy hamlet of Pflugerville. We had an action-packed last few days, what with my brother Gorb Slorp visiting, and then we...
bolted all night and stargazing as the Pflugerville Astral Observatory,
after stopping Mighty Mila and Robozuki from trying to ruin it. I sure am sleepy today. In fact, the whole town is. Luckily for Bobby and I, today we're going on a trip aboard the Story Train. Have you heard about the Story Train? It's a cozy, comfy train that takes its riders on a relaxing journey through the Rainbow Tunnel to far, far away. This is the perfect trip for Bobby Wonder and I to take after so much late-night stargazing. I can't wait to
get aboard the train!
Wow, I can't stop yawning. It's interrupting all my talking. Well, we better get moving on then.
Stargazing was fun, but boy, do I need a nap.
Same, Bobby Wonder.
I am pooped out. So glad we decided to take a ride on the Story Train today. I didn't know you were friends with Birdie, the train conductor.
I'm not. Birdie is friends with
me. I'm friends with Birdie. Hi, Bobby Wonder. Hi, Grabstack.
Hey, Lucy Wow. How are you feeling after our all-nighter of stargazing?
I feel very tired, but also very happy. We saw so many stars and planets, and I'm pretty sure Kapow discovered a new planet.
Today, we're all taking a trip aboard the Story Train.
That's right. My good friend Birdie is the conductor of the Story Train. She saw how tired I was this morning and invited us all to come aboard the Story Train.
What's the Story Train do again? I don't think I've ever been on a train that was described as cozy and relaxing.
The Story Train is a comfy, calming train that helps all the residents of Pflugerville get to sleep by searching the land beyond the Rainbow Tunnel for stories of all kinds. Trust me, you'll feel relaxed and restored after our trip.
That sounds great to me. Really need a nap.
First, we need to take the trolley to the train station. Lead the way, Lenore.
Lolly, lolly, trolley tea.
Is there food served on the Story Train? Asking for myself. I am sleepy, but also hungry. If there's no food, I'd like to stop and get a few supplies. And by few, I mean a lot of fried bananas and peanut butter waffles.
Yeah, there's food. In fact, I believe before we head through the Rainbow Tunnel, there's a nice tea with some crumpets and scones.
Crumpets and scones? What? Those are like the worst desserts.
Scones aren't dessert, they're breakfast.
Another false statement. Bobby, back me up on this.
I don't know what either of you are talking about. What's a scone? What's a crumpet? Will there be hot dogs?
What's a scone? What's a crumpet? Have I taught you nothing? Oh, it makes no matter as long as there is jam. I can't eat a scone without some jam.
There's jam.
Sign me up, Story Train.
Ah, but first, here we are at the trolley.
Taking a trolley to a train? Well, lots of transportation methods today.
It's a system. All aboard the trolley.
Hey, that's my job. I'm Terry the Trolley Man, and I say all aboard the trolley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All aboard the trolley! Trolley is heading off!
Thank you.
No problem. I've been the trolley man for 15 years, 3 months, 8 weeks, and 1 day.
okay?
No clapping for that? Okay. Well, it's such a pleasure to welcome you aboard.
I love the open-air windows of the trolley. We can feel the breeze as we make our way along the track.
All our trolleys have glass-free windows. It's a bit more chic than a train, if I say it myself.
I thought a trolley was a shopping cart.
Not in Pflugerville, and don't ever say that again.
Sorry.
Now, it's time for the trolley to take off, and here we go. Yes, little orange fella?
Is it always this slow?
How dare you. The trolley has come to a stop. Everyone aboard, please exit.
But we only traveled about 10 feet.
I take my trolleying very seriously, and I won't be questioned. Good day.
That was odd.
Sorry about that, everyone. I didn't realize Terry would be so strict.
It's nice to see people who love their jobs.
I guess that's what that was.
Don't worry, Lucy. I found this old piece of ABC gum under a bench, so I'm good on eating for now.
Ew, Grabstack. Eating already been chewed gum is disgusting.
No, it's pineapple flavored. Want some?
No, thanks.
Birdie specifically said the trolley leads right to the Story train station, but I guess we have to find some other way to get there.
Why don't I just fly all of us? I mean, I am a superhero alien boy with blue hair.
Aren't you too tired to fly? I can invent a device to get us there as well. I have a few knickknacks with me right now.
No, I got a second wind after that trolley experience. Let's go.
If you say so.
Gather round, everyone.
All right, let me spit out this gum first so I don't... Ah, then let me throw out my... gum. Well, there it goes. Just swallowed my gum.
I see the train station. It's just down there. Turn left, Bobby. Left, Bobby!
I saw the donkey. An A-plus on my plant. Yes, I like wasabi.
He's fallen asleep mid-flight!
Not again!
Wake up, Bobby Wonder! Wake up!
Where are my pots and pans when I need them?
We're going down!
Hero Smash Pancake!
Well, it wasn't any different from any other time I've flown with Bobby.
Huh? What happened? Did I fall asleep while flying everyone?
You sure did, Bobby. You should have just let me quickly tinker up a device.
I'm sorry. Is everyone okay?
Am I okay? Am I okay? Yeah, I'll be fine. Look, the Story train station.
Wow, it's beautiful and majestic. I love the red engine and the way the steam billows into the air.
Where's the dining car? That's what I want to know.
Oh, look, there's my friend Birdie. She's the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front.
One of the overalls?
Yep.
I gotta get me a pair of overalls. They are really fashion forward.
Hi, Birdie.
Hi, Lucy Wow. Birdie here. Welcome to the Story Train.
Hi, Birdie. I'm Bobby Wonder, and this is my sidekick, Grabstack.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I'm also an actor, director, real estate agent, business owner, sock connoisseur.
We don't have time for all that, Grabstack. The train looks like it's about to leave.
That it is. All aboard the Story Train. Find a comfy seat. Because we're about to leave the station. And you know what that means.
Story time?
Scone time?
Time.
It means we're going someplace new. At the sound of the whistle, we'll be on our way.
Where are we going today, Birdie?
We won't know until we enter the Rainbow Tunnel. Very shortly. Strap yourselves in.
We're all aboard the Story Train and about to get started on our way. I can't wait for the cozy bedtime stories and scones, too. Where are those scones? Why don't you come back after I found some scones?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. I didn't find any scones or crumpets, but the story train is about to get going, so we better listen to Birdie the conductor and see what she has to say. Choo, choo, choo! Choo, choo!
With that whistle, we're on our way.
Thank you so much, Birdie, for letting us book passage aboard the story train. We had such a long night last night, and we are all very excited to just relax and listen to a good story.
Well, this is the perfect train for you. Once we pass through the Rainbow Tunnel, we'll go to the land of far, far away, where we'll hear stories from above and beyond.
I can't believe I've lived in Pflugerville all this time and never taken a ride aboard the story train. And I love naps.
We're very excited to provide sleep and relaxation to the citizens of Pflugerville. Now, before we get to the Rainbow Tunnel, please, everyone, make your way to the dining cart for a pleasant and comforting high tea time.
Scone and crumpet time!
Please, no running aboard the story train.
Oh, sorry.
Look, there goes Pflugerville Beach, and on the other side, Pflugerville Mountain. I didn't realize the train goes past all these spots.
Yes, the tracks circle the town many times before heading down the valley and into the Rainbow Tunnel. We want to provide beautiful views while our patrons relax.
This boysenberry jam is delicious.
Slow yourself down, Grabstack. You don't want to eat too much.
Me? Eat too much? I never... Okay, I'll slow down.
So, Lucy, how do you know Birdie?
Oh, sometimes when I'm working in my workshop on my newest invention, I get stuck. It's like writer's block, but for me, it's builder's block. And when I get stuck, the only thing that helps me is to get out of my workshop and walk around outside. One day, I stumbled onto the story train and booked a ticket. That's when I met Birdie.
Lucy was so in her head, she couldn't think straight.
It's true. But once I took the story train and rode through the Rainbow Tunnel, I was able to relax and clear my head. After the trip, I came back to my workshop and was no longer stuck. That's when I invented my never-ending ice cream machine.
Did you say ice cream?
So now anytime I get builder's block, I take a ride on the story train. And Birdie is always so nice and helpful.
Wow, that's so nice to hear. Also, what kind of tea is this? I never drink tea, but this is delicious.
That's orange juice.
Oh, no wonder it tasted so good. No offense to tea.
I'm going to head up to the front of the train. We're fast approaching the Rainbow Tunnel, and I have preparations to make. You all should head back to your seats, relax, and enjoy the view. Welcome aboard the Story Train.
Thanks, Birdie.
Yeah, thanks, Birdie. Any chance there's more scones in our compartment?
I think you've had enough, Grabstack. I'm about ready for a nap. Let's go back to our compartment.
Can I have the window seat? I'm a tiny little guy. How can I see the view from the aisle?
Sure.
Doesn't it feel nice to have to not fight Mighty Mila and Robo Zuki and to just relax on a train eating scones?
It really does.
Oh my gosh, willikers!
What is it, Grabstack?
I really hope I didn't just jinx our trip. I shouldn't have said that. I really shouldn't.
It'll be fine, Grabstack. Don't worry.
No, you don't understand. I'm very unlucky when it comes to jinxes. Very unlucky.
The story train is already on its way. Mighty Mila and Robozuki are nowhere in sight. We'll be fine.
Well, if they do something, just know it was my fault. I should have never jinxed it. It's like that one time back on Florp when I said we're lucky all the widget bats hibernated south for the summer, and then the next day our house was full of widget bats.
What's a widget bat?
That's not the point of the story.
Lolly, lolly, trolley tea.
No, Lenore, we're on the train now. The trolley didn't work out.
No, look, the trolley is just there, traveling alongside us. Hi, Terry.
What? But that's impossible. A trolley can't travel along train tracks.
Lucy, a trolley can't travel along no tracks. There are no tracks next to us.
Then how?
I jinxed it. I knew I jinxed it.
Mighty Mila! Hi, friends. Miss me?
No!
Well, I'm here. I tried to get you all to miss the story train by kicking you off my Robozuki trolley.
I knew that trolley was awfully robot-y.
That didn't seem to stop you from getting here. So why not make your relaxing train trip aboard the story train less relaxing? That's why Robozuki the trolley and I are here.
What have you done this time, Mighty Mila?
I'll tell ya. You know that rainbow tunnel that Birdie the conductor won't stop talking about? Well, good luck ever entering it, because we've disassembled the train tracks and now you're heading really off course! I'm so bad. No more story time for anyone in Pflugerville. Let's go, Robozuki. Bye. Bye.
She's right. I can see the tracks up just ahead. They discontinue and turn left away from the Rainbow Tunnel.
This is your conductor, Birdie. It seems we have a problem with the train tracks. This has never happened before. If anyone can help, please report to the front of the train.
It's all my fault. I jinxed us. I shouldn't have eaten all the scones, because what will we survive on now?
Pull yourself together, Grabstack. Since when has Mighty Mila and Robozuki ever stopped us before? This story train is not going to go off track for long. Let's go.
I can't believe I jinxed our relaxing time on the story train. But I did, and now Mighty Mila and Robozuki have knocked the story train off course. What a disaster. Tune in next time to see how our merry band of superheroes, sidekicks, inventors, slash tinkerers, mechanical animals, and train conductors save the day, fix the track, and take us through the Rainbow Tunnel, all on no sleep, too. If you enjoyed today's thrilling episode, you can find other podcasts just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time for part two. We need your help.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine. Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gail King.
I'm Andrea Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.